This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 6th, A.D. 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Ruth, a 26-year-old Indonesian woman, was born into a Muslim family where 86% of the people follow the false god known as Allah. Since 2009, she had a vivid recurring dream. She would walk up a hill over and over again, feeling very tired. Later in junior high school, the dream came again for 2 weeks, except this time she said, quote, "I was not alone. I walked with a man. But when I woke up, I did not feel tired," end quote. When she told the dream to a new Christian friend at school, the Christian girl said, quote, "I think I know that man," end quote. After showing her a picture of what some painters believe Jesus looked like, Ruth said, quote, "Yes, who is he?" end quote. That prompted the curious Muslim girl to secretly buy and read a Bible, reports International Christian Concern. After graduating from high school, she worked in a beauty clinic in Jakarta, where she took off her hijab, or Muslim head covering, because she felt uncomfortable theologically with it. In October 2019, while Ruth was scrolling on TikTok, she saw a quote from a church. It said, quote, "You did not choose me, but I chose you," John 15:16, end quote. Intrigued, she started attending that church, quote, "without anyone knowing that I was a Muslim," end quote. After learning more, she trusted Christ and was baptized in December 2019. After finding her Bible, though, her mother discovered that Ruth had converted to Christianity and kicked her out of the home. Today, living with a friend, she quoted Matthew 19:29, in which Jesus says, "Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or wife or children or fields, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life." According to Open Doors, Indonesia is the 33rd most difficult country to be a Christian. Please pray for other Muslims to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, as Ruth did. On February 3rd, the French Senate passed a draft law to include abortion in the Constitution by a close vote of 166 in favor and 152 against, reports Evangelical Focus. Although the Senate Law Commission had rejected the text of the draft law last week, this time the new wording of the text convinced a majority. Philippe Bas, senator of the Republicans, presented the new text, which changes the term right for freedom. Here is what it says now. Quote, "The law determines the conditions under which a woman's freedom to terminate her pregnancy is exercised," end quote. On Saturday, President Joe Biden belatedly authorized a military fighter jet off the coast of South Carolina to shoot down a Chinese spy balloon with a missile, reports Reuters. It fell into the Atlantic Ocean. The balloon entered U.S. airspace in Alaska on January 28th before moving into Canadian airspace on January 30th. It then re-entered U.S. airspace over northern Idaho on January 31st. U.S. officials did not publicly disclose the spy balloon's presence over the United States until February 2nd. The Chinese spy balloon traveled over sensitive military sites, including the Malmstrom Air Force Base in Cascade County, Montana, where there are some 150 silos for intercontinental ballistic missiles, including the nuclear-capable Minuteman III. China condemned the military strike, saying the balloon was used for meteorological purposes and that it had strayed into U.S. airspace, quote, "completely accidentally," end quote. Those claims were flatly dismissed by U.S. officials. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, a member of the Intelligence Committee, blasted President Biden for his belated response.
"What began as a spy balloon has become a trial balloon, testing President Biden's strength and resolve. And unfortunately, the president failed that test. And that's dangerous for the American people. The president was paralyzed for an entire week by a balloon. We should have shot this balloon down over the Aleutian Islands. We should never have allowed it to transit the entire continental United States. And I think there's a lot of open questions that the administration needs to answer to Congress on behalf of the American people about why they didn't. I think part of it is the president's reluctance to take any action that would be viewed as provocative or confrontational towards the Chinese communists. I would say what's provocative and confrontational is sending a spy balloon all across America.
As a result of the brouhaha, Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed his visit to China last week that had been expected to start on Friday. On Friday's broadcast of the HBO show called Real Time, host Bill Maher, a liberal who has increasingly told the truth, likened America's woke revolution to the Chinese Cultural Revolution, reports RealClearPolitics.com. In his monologue, he said, "We've embraced the re-education policies under Chairman Mao Zedong."
Yesterday, I asked ChatGPT, are there any similarities between today's woke revolution and Chairman Mao's cultural revolution of the 1960s? And it wrote back, "How long do you have?" Because in China, we saw how a revolutionary thought he could do a page one rewrite of humans. Mao ordered his citizens to throw off the four olds, old thinking, old culture, old customs, and old habits. So, your whole life went in the garbage overnight, no biggie. And those who resisted were attacked by an army of purifiers called the Red Guard, who went around the country putting dunce caps on people who didn't take to being a new kind of mortal being. A lot of pointing and shaming went on. Oh, and about a million dead. And the only way to survive was to plead insanity for the crime of being insufficiently radical, then apologize, and of course submit to re-education, or as we call it here in America, freshman orientation.
Proverbs 12, verse 17 says, "He who speaks truth tells what is right." And finally, South Dakota is one step closer to eliminating dangerous transgender drugs and mutilating surgeries for youth, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Last Friday, the South Dakota House passed a ban on chemical castration and cosmetic reproductive surgeries for minors in an overwhelming 60-10 vote. And that's the World View on this Monday, February 6th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.